Very
Blog Talk Radio.
Nini has reached an all new low. All right, guys. What the fuck's good, everybody? All right. All right, so I just wanted to come here and talk to y'all. We have to get into some things. Now, before we get all the way into those things, listen, if you are just joining us for the first time, welcome. Come on in. I am Armand, and it goes down. We are the greatest show on YouTube. Now, if you're watching the replay, make sure you guys subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you are notified when I am, in fact, live, so you don't miss the replay. All right. Now, I want to get into Funky Dineva, okay? And we have to get into Miss Nene Leakes. And I'm going to take this off because this makes me feel like I'm fucking yelling. I don't need that right now. But now, bitch. It has been a lot going on in these internet streets. So first, I'm going to go with, what do we want to go with first? My spirit is telling me to go with Funky Dineva. So I'm going to go with Funky Dineva. Now, here's the thing. So obviously, if you guys don't know, Funky Dineva is a co-host on the Queen's Court with T.S. Madison. Shout out to them and shout out to the Queen's Court. Okay, let's start there first, okay, before we go too far. Now, they're on tour right now. So while they're on tour, they had actually did a show, and the conversation of Blue Ivy came up. And Funky Dineva called Blue Ivy ugly. Let me play the clip for you, and then we'll talk. Let me make sure y'all can hear it. Let me play the clip for you. Shout out to the Queen's Courts for the air horns. They must be a fan of the show. We love that. Okay. So, now, he called Blue Ivy ugly. So, when he called Blue Ivy ugly, the fucking beehive went crazy. And now, mind you, I have been seeing stuff about this, but I was just kind of like, I really wasn't paying attention to it because I don't pay attention to a lot of other bloggers like that. But and I had seen Madison going off on Facebook because I felt I seen that I guess people were, you know, wanting her to kick him off the show. And it was just a lot. So Madison was going off, and then Dineva went and apologized today. So here's my thought. Number one, I get it. Sometimes you fuck up. So am I mad at Dineva? Absolutely not. Dineva's a bit of a shock jock, very controversial, says what he wants, very witty, very smart. I like Dineva, and I know from a person that sometimes just speaks off the cuff, that's very witty, you'll say some shit. Does he feel like Blue Ivy is ugly? Absolutely he feels like Blue Ivy is ugly. Period. He apologized, but he most definitely feels like Blue Ivy is ugly in his hearts of hearts. Now, do I think it was noble of him to apologize? Yes, but he did not have that energy when he was carrying on. So I think he was victim of, you know, drinking, being on spotlight, you know, giving all that, you know, maintaining his position on the show and just kind of bringing some life to the Queen's Court, if you will. So he was in the heat of the moment. The crowd was there. They were live. He was throwing shade. They were being real messy. And Blue Ivy got hit with the shit. Blue Ivy got hit with some of his truth. And so he came out and apologized. Now, personally, I don't know if I feel like he necessarily had to apologize. I just think that he, you know, that the fact that the bees was all over him, he apologized. I don't think he apologized for his career, because let's be clear, Dineva has already been on TV. Dineva has done a lot of things. I kind of think a lot of the reason why Dineva speaks so raw even now, because, you know, unfortunately, and I'm going to just say what it is, you know, whether it was his fault or others' fault, he's been in the industry, and some of those relationships are severed and burned. And so well, I don't really see Dineva being back on TV unless it's with the Queen's Court. So in that retrospect, I guess you would have to apologize, because let's make one thing very clear. Madison is not fin to say nothing. She's very calculated, very strategic. She wasn't finna say that. But we'll get to that in a second. So I just feel as though Dineva, the only reason why I could see him apologizing is maybe because he wants to be on TV if the Queen's Court is picked up or if Madison has some things into work. I don't foresee Dineva doing TV outside of that, because he's been there before. He's already spoken out against the Viacom and these big networks. So I'm not sure if he even has a chance to be back in TV. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like that's the reason why he apologized. Now, if they have some deals working on the side, I don't know. And I do think that beehive was wearing it out. And at the same time, you know, Dineva, I got to give it to you like a straight shooter. I look up to you. I think you're great. I think you're fucking awesome. I think you're very smart. I've met you before. But, girl, you can't give all that and you look like that. You get what I'm saying? You set yourself up for the ultimate joke. Like, it's like, how are you making fun of Blue Ivy being ugly when your whole career is based off of being a caricature of an ugly black woman? Okay, you know, but it's no shade. You know what I'm saying? So you got this black man with this lipstick, a beard, a bob sometimes, a shortcut, a yaki to Kanakalan wig on from time to time, and you call it with this church blouse, and you calling Blue Ivy ugly, and you all are 36 years old. Now, what do that look like? That don't even, that's not nice. That's not nice. So we can't do that, Dineva. And a little bit of you, and I get it. And I get it, because here's the thing. And I will be the first one to tell you, Madison is my girl. Shout out to you, bitch. Do your thing, bitch. I love you. But you know I got to be a straight shooter, bitch. We here, so I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, girl. The thing is this. Dineva, you kind of fell into, you know, Madison's trap a little bit. You know, and see, people are like, okay, well, Madison needs to get rid of him. Madison needs to get rid of him. No, Madison's not about to get rid of him. You'd be stupid to think that Madison's going to get rid of him, because if Madison gets rid of him, then she has to become the shock jock or the person to say things. Why would she do that? Madison wants to be a celebrity. She's not going to go and shit on these celebrities. Understand. She will let the co-host go up there and say the shocking things, because at the end of the day, The Queen's Court is her show. So no matter what happens, we are talking about the Queen's Court again. The Queen's Court was trending because of what Dineva said. So if you think Madison is going to get rid of that, then you are, because she's not. The Queen's Court hasn't had a moment like this in a long time from a co-host, since Kaya, to be honest with you. So why would she get rid of that? If anything, it's going to make us watch next week to see if they address it. If anything, she's going to find a way to consistently bring Dineva onto the show. Now, is she going to allow Dineva to just say shocking things every episode? No, because that's too obvious. But every maybe 3 to 4, or maybe every month or two, or every 2 months, maybe he'll say some outlandish shit, and then the show will pick back up some steam. That's good for business. And honestly, quite frankly, I don't blame her. Matt, if you look at that show, you have New York, who is a real woman. As far as figure, New York is good for TV. All networks, no matter what you say about Tiffany Pollard, networks will pick her up. So that's the TV entrance. Madison is the brains, and it's her show. And then you have Dineva, the personality that's going to say the shocking things, keep the controversy going, say the things that the other two won't. You get what I'm saying? So it really makes sense. You have all the pieces to the puzzle. You have the face, you know, New York, who they're going to talk to, and they going in the networks will allow on a TV. You got Madison, she's the business. She owns the brand. And then you have Dineva, who is going to say the inappropriate things, say the things that make things trend. She will do that. So that's how it is. And at the end of the day, Madison is not getting rid of that, because at this point, Dineva is the best host that Madison has had since Kaya. Now, and I will stand to be corrected, because I actually said that Madison did not need to bring Dineva on to the show, because I just personally felt like that was too much going on. You have a trans, and you have this androgynous cross-dressing man in a wig and lipstick. I personally felt like that is too much to soak in for the masses. But they've added New York. She's a fan favorite with everybody. Dineva has a huge platform, and Madison has been moving very strategically lately. Shout out to you. She's been moving very strategically lately, and she has been able to maneuver within this mainstream hip-hop culture. So I think they're doing good. It's a great remedy. I don't think that Madison needs to get rid of Dineva, because honestly, Dineva brings a little zest to the show. So, I mean, that's how I feel. Good luck with everything, Dineva. I know that that you were getting attacked, bitch, but, you know, it comes with the territory. And you know, keep up the good work. Just don't attack Blue Ivy. You know the people can't take that. And honestly, be very careful, because at the end of the day, you know that you are the one that's going to say the trending words. So just be mindful of that, because when you get in the hot water, ain't nobody going to have your back. So pick and choose wisely. And if you do want to get back into TV, and Dineva, I really feel like you are a bit, like, I watch you and I watch how you study. And I actually like you more as a boy, because you're very, 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 very smart and articulate. And a lot of us can learn a lot from you. The looks and stuff is a little distracting. But at the same time, I would like to see you on TV again. And I feel as though that, you know, some people are kind of like, some bridges have been burned. But don't give up, and don't just furthermore burn the bridges because you feel like you know, all opportunities are lost. Because this could be your second chance with the Queen's Court. So, yes, give it the zest that it needs. But remember, at the same time, You guys are all entertainers. And at the end of the day, although you guys are working together, you guys all have your own agendas. So don't allow yourself to stick your neck all the way out there for a moment and then you possibly ruined the relationship. Because I can guarantee you, Madison is not about to do that shit for you. She ain't finna do that shit for nobody. And New York is just New York. She's not about to do that shit either. So, Dineva, don't try so hard to be so shocking. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can be slick tongue, fast talking, and witty, but, you know, bring it down a little bit. Okay, so I want to move on. Shout out to the Queen's Court. Good luck with everything. And hello. Now, let's move on to NeNe Leakes. Now, NeNe Leakes has reached an all new low. Can somebody put in the comments all new low? And listen, I have been a huge NeNe Leakes fan, and shout out to NeNe Leakes. She's called into the show. She's a friend of the show. Even though when she called in, she tried to shade it like it wasn't a show. Bitch, this is definitely a show. Now, shout out to NeNe Leakes for calling in. You guys can catch that video on my channel. Now, she has reached an all new low. Okay. And some of her alliances are making me not like her either. You know, the more I get into this business of entertainment, I start to become saddened because some of my favorites, I start to side-eye. Like, I don't really know if I like you. I don't really know if you're who I thought you were. Now, I'm saying this because NeNe Leakes has went online and she is blasting Greg. Now, let me tell you what she is saying about Greg. Now, let me tell you how this whole thing started. Now, okay, so this is from another blog. Shout out to the Jasmine brand. They follow. So, Greg posted, "Today is Brother's Day. Send this to all your brothers, fathers, sons, and me if I am one. If you get back 7, you are loved. Happy Brother's Day. Love your brother. To the cool men that have touched my life, here's to you. A real brother walks with you when the rest of the world walks on you." Okay? So it was a nice chain letter he posted. And then NeNe Leakes goes and posts, "You need to pray for yourself. This mean, grouchy, evil stuff is pulling these days is not cool. Well, you need to do everything you've posted." Now, I'm not sure what all that means, but let's get into this one. This is the one that really stirred my spirit. So NeNe goes and says, I would just think if I had or have cancer, I would see life so differently, not being mean, grouchy, or evil for no reason. That's me. Pray for me." Girl, it's like your man is fucking literally dying. Are you that self-centered? Are you that much of a narcissist that you will go and post on social media even if you felt away? Why would you post this about your husband that has cancer? Like, what response were you looking for? Like, is this to add on to next year's storyline? Personally, I feel like NeNe wants Greg to either hurry up and get well or hurry up and die so she can move on. NeNe cannot take too much of the attention not being on her. And that's unfortunate. That's really, 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 really unfortunate. That is so nasty. Now, listen, I don't give a damn if the man is mean and grouchy. How can you be upset? In the back of your mind, you have to think this man is sick with cancer. And then from the show, we've seen that the man has to take, what is it, dialysis? Or no, chemo? And from what I've heard, God forbid I ever have to go through this. Oh, shit. And from what I've heard, God forbid that I ever have to go through this. Sorry, y'all. I forgot to switch the screen. But it's not a fun thing. It's not a comfortable thing to be going through chemo. So if he has an attitude, shit, he's dealing with a lot. He's fighting cancer. He's got cameras in his face. He's frustrated. He can't have sex. He can't probably maneuver how he wants to. He can't foresee the next 5 years of his life because he needs to make sure he's going to be living for the next 5 minutes. And you're sitting there worrying about you? NeNe Leakes, congratulations, bitch. That really frustrates me. Like, how dare you? You must be sitting over there with Gary fucking Coleman and her. You want to be single like Gary Coleman? You want to have no man like Gary Coleman and be sitting over there on the internet talking to people, being miserable like that bitch over there? Sorry, I didn't mean to say the word bitch. I just got a little frustrated because, you know, I just feel like Greg is a sweet man, and NeNe Leakes, you are a lot to deal with. So I personally feel as though that you're being a little bit selfish. So then she went on and said, so this is the day that Greg told us Greg has cancer, my life changed in that moment. You know, being a caretaker is very hard. It's just been very difficult. I feel like that day I lost my husband because he's not with me. We don't do the things we normally do together. It changed our life. We're not even in the same bedroom. NeNe, you're over it. Mind you, you have already divorced Greg before. And Greg is not getting well fast enough for you, or he's not dying fast enough for you. So you want Greg to figure it the fuck out so you can move on. And just say that. At this point, I personally feel like NeNe doesn't care if Greg lives or dies, as long as he stops getting on her nerves. And that's unfortunate. That's really, really, really unfortunate. And NeNe Leakes, you've reached an all-new low for that. That is your husband at the end of the day. Before the fame, before the housewives, before the I'm rich, before the veneers, before Gary Coleman, before anybody gave a fuck about you, you had Greg. Now, with the personality you have, ask yourself, because none of us, let's be very, 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 very clear, none of us are exempt from disease. None of us are exempt from cancer walking up into our lives and completely changing our everyday life for the rest of our lives. None of us. Now, can you honestly say if it were you, you would just be the nicest person in the world? No. You wouldn't, because you're not the nicest person now. So I think you should give Greg a break, or if he's really just that mean, you need to elaborate on the things that he's done to you, because you just talking about he's mean and evil, it just looks like that you're tired of dealing with him, and you want him to hurry up. So with that being said, NeNe, I'm going to fart all over you. Because, okay, now, with that being said, I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to take maybe two or three calls, and I'm going to get out of here. The call lines, moderators, please put the call lines in the comments. The number is 563-999-3658. And we're going to drop a little beat while you guys call in. Beats by Exclusive Vision. If you or you know anybody that makes beats, we are looking to promote beats. Please send your beats to the Armand Wiggins Show at gmail.com. And who knows, your beat might be featured next. Okay. So with that being said, I guess we don't have any callers tonight. So we are going to move on. Thank you, because I know y'all typically get a little long-winded. But I just want to tell you guys, each and every last one of you, I love you all. We're at 20,000 subscribers right now. We're on our way to 50K. Shout out to 50K. I need all new people. I need anybody that is rewatching the replay to make sure that you subscribe. It costs you nothing. And I'm telling you, you are going to appreciate subscribing. Trust me, this is really the greatest show on YouTube. You never know what the fuck's going to go on. And I also want to say shout out to all of the people who support this channel. Shout out to every last one of you who have contributed and donated to the success of this channel. I love you. Without you, I wouldn't be here today. So I just want to say thank you to every last person who has super chatted, who has PayPal'd me. I am so appreciative. And please, if you guys have made it to the end of this video, please like, share, and subscribe. I have the best moderators in the world. Shout out to all of you guys. We go live. I got some steel videos dropping soon. So, yep. And until next time, I'll see you soon. See, y'all want to call now. Okay, so I'm just going to take these because y'all called, because I got a couple of minutes. But if they long, I'm gonna hang up. So let me see. I'm gonna take these calls. 251-7115. You're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm a first time caller, and I was just because my mother is a 3-time cancer survivor.
Okay.
And so I've dealt with cancer with my mom as a cancer patient 3 times. And true enough, what Nene said was definitely, definitely in poor taste. But
really?
On the other, it was definitely in poor taste because when you take marriage vows, it's for better or for worse. But as a daughter, it's my responsibility to take care of my mom for better or for worse because she's right. Always had my back. And with my mom going through cancer, she could be mean, vindictive, grouchy. Sometimes she'll try to fight because she's had chemo 3 separate occasions. And this last time has been horrible because she's had it in 5 places this past time.
Wow.
So, but yes.
But at the end of the day, let me ask you this. If your mom was the meanest person in the world, would you get over it because you want your mom to live and you understand what she's going through?
Definitely. I put up with it because that's my mom. I love her. But in the large scheme of things, they don't mean it.
Right.
Whatever it is, they don't mean it.
They don't mean it, right. And so how do you feel
they
about
it? They don't
mean
it. She shouldn't have said it. Most definitely. I have some thoughts where I think some crappy things or whatever. But never would I ever verbalize it. She never should have verbalized it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I agree. Well, you know what, caller? Thank you for calling in. I'm not sure if you're new to the channel, but if you are, this is the best show on the internet, so make sure you subscribe.
No, I'm not new to the channel. I've been watching a while, B&B Squad.
Yes, God, thank you. You've noticed the level up as well then. But shout out to
you. I have. It's awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Continue
Bye.
Doing your thing, Oman. Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to give a special shout out to my super chat, Coyote Cage. You know, Coyote Cage stays dropping dollars on this channel, and I'm always in the middle of a call whenever this person drops some money. Shout out to you. I can't wait to get to where you are in life one day, because I feel like every time you come on here, you're blessing me with a donation. And so for you, I would love to say, hello, motherfucker. All right. I just wanted to give a special shout out to that motherfucker right there. All righty then. All right. 917-3572. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Oh, my God. You went
Hi,
MIA. We missed you so much.
Thank you. I miss you guys, too. Honestly, I did.
Yeah, we missed you. I kept checking over and over again. But I wanted to mention, talk about the fact that you hit the hammer on the nail with both topics tonight, with Funky Dineva being so essential to Queen Supreme Court since Kaya left. That is so true. And then with Nene Leakes, it's just the way she's responding and the fact that she's writing these things on Greg's page is just so uncomfortable. And so it's putting me in a really awkward space. I thought their relationship was, like, way better than that, even though she really might be going through some stuff with him at the moment. But why are you letting the entire world know that and then you're responding to it on his actual page? It's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
Nene Leakes is trash. Nene Leakes is trash.
At this point, she's trash. And her daughter-in-law should definitely be on somebody's show telling us how trash she really is.
Yeah, Nene Leakes is trash. And it's so unfortunate because I looked up to Nene. I love Nene. But I have to go with the fact that Nene Leakes is straight, pure, utter garbage for that. And I would tell her, she is garbage for that. If she ever called into the show again, Nene Leakes is trash for that. She's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not right. It's very unfortunate. But thank you so much for coming back, and I can't wait to continue to watch you.
And thank you for your support, because just by you watching, you have helped me elevate the show. So thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Bye. All right, last caller, 214-888-28. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi, how are you? What do you want to talk about today?
Great. Okay. So first of all, I am a huge fan, and I'm so proud of you, and you're freaking awesome. Okay. All right. So I want to talk about Funky Dineva.
Okay.
First of all, I am a huge fan of Dineva. I've been watching him for years, like when he was at Sheree's house, acting crazy and just in front of her house just doing the fool. And I've just watched him grow, and I've watched him go through his downfalls and his failures. And as of the last, I want to say, maybe year or so, I felt like he was in such a great place, like being more positive, being more just, you know, acting more like his real educated self. He's a really smart person, so I mean, just to see him come from that to such a low point and talking about someone's child, I think that's just really fucked up how he did it. And I hope that he can bounce back from this, and I'm praying that he can. I just really want to see him succeed because he's put in so much hard work. And
he has put in a lot of work.
Easy.
No, Dineva is definitely a pioneer. Dineva is a pioneer and a legend in this game, but I also think that's a positive and it's a negative, because Dineva, as opinionated as he is, and I see a lot of myself in Dineva, so that's why I, except minus the wigs and the lipstick, because I can't do it. But outside of that, as the regular male, You know, he's a pioneer when it comes to this, and he's opinionated. And I also, yeah. I would like to learn from his mistakes as well. And also, I feel like Dineva, with the Queen's Court and being aligned with Madison, he may have the possibility to have a second chance. So he does have to kind of dial back a little bit, because he needs to realize, let's not go for too much of the shock, because the people that you're sitting with, also Madison, she's not going to say those things. New York is not going to say those things, because they want to continue to be on TV. Okay. They don't want to rub the wrong people, they don't want to mess with the wrong people. So Dineva, don't try to get that extra view or that extra laugh. Be strategic like Madison. Don't go up there and feel like you have to just say all this crazy shit for shock value. Right. And then you're digging yourself in a bigger ditch. And while Madison goes and signs a deal somewhere, and then they say they don't want you. You know what I mean?
And I feel, you're right. I agree with you. And I also feel like, because, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce are such huge, powerful people in the entertainment business, you can't just say any and everything about them because of where they are in the business. So it's going to get around to them so quickly to them, or even the Beehive. The Beehive is probably crazier than Beyonce. So you have to be very careful about what you say about certain people in the entertainment business, because it gets around with social media. Like, you can't hide from anything or anybody nowadays. So you got to be careful. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, caller.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love you. Congratulations on 20K. I hope to see you grow even more. I know you'll hit 100,000 in no time. So congratulations.
Yes, and then we want Funky Dineva to call into the show. So, you know, everybody let Funky Dineva know that we want her to call into the show. We would love to talk to Dineva. Yes.
Would
so if you
to.
Listen, everybody watching me, message Dineva and say that we want Dineva to come into the show. And I know he's seen the show before. I love Dineva. We've met before. I know, you know, this world is small. So thank you, love, and thanks for watching.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, so shout out to Legs Hendrix. Shout out to you for the donation. He said, big up yourself, my yacht. I got Toronto tuning in. Bring back the Love and Hip Hop reviews. Listen, the Love and Hip Hop reviews are brought back in full effect. And we are dropping a review every week. So it might be either we might do them live Monday night or Tuesday. The latest they'll be is Wednesday. So watch out for those Love and Hip Hop reviews. I'm going to do them as long as they maintain as real as possible. That's the thing with the Love and Hip Hop reviews. When they start, when I can just obviously see the fakeness, I can't. It's hard for me to even give a realistic opinion when I already know that the shit is some bullshit. But we're going to bring them back because they've been a high request, okay? That being said, we have one more caller, and then this is it, because I'm not trying to go by past an hour. Okay, 626-999-32, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. What's
Hi,
good?
Armand. How are you?
I'm
Callie in the house.
Fantastic.
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. You know, this is the first time. I've never done nothing like this. I've always, you know, I watch you a lot, and I just want to say you do a great job. And I'm going to just be quick with this. There was no way that I could just sit here, and I heard the things that NeNe Leakes was saying in regards she tweeted or whatever she put on social media about her husband. And it just hurt me to the core. But I'm not going to down talk her. But, you know, the one thing I can't stand, you know, people always go straight for social media when they feel in some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad thing. You know, people, I've never been married, but do they really understand when they're saying these vows? You know what I'm saying? Through sick, through health, you know, things, rich, poor, and they're saying these things and whatsoever. But I really hope and pray that Nene get it together. Greg is a great man. I watch it all the time and whatsoever. But I just hope she just take it to God first. There's counselors, there's people out there, but some things you just don't put on social media because this is the outcome of it.
Yes.
That's all I want to say.
I don't feel like that. If that's your husband, that's private. Like, I'm in a relationship, and I love you guys to death, but I'm never going to go and tell you that my man just pissed me off today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, if we break up and he leaves me, I might go into a little bit of detail, but not too much. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And Greg should be having her. There's a time and a place for everything. And honestly, I believe that when you get to a certain, everybody in the household and around you should be signing NDAs. So certain things you should talk about and certain things should be off limits.
I agree 100%. So thank you, and you have a good night. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye. All right, so I'm going to wrap that up. I'm going to end that real quick. Let me do that one time.